Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Slaves. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you relevant kingdom teaching on this evening. We are grateful to God for all who have joined us on the phone line on tonight and those who have joined us on the internet. Amen. As we get into the teaching, if there's a question that you'd like to ask, we ask that you would press 1 and someone will address you and bring you live that we might hear what it is you'd like to share, what you have to ask. Amen. Amen. Our topic tonight is the Lord provides. The Lord provides. And we're going to be looking at the account of Abraham from Genesis chapter 22. So, Father, we thank you now. We come to you in the name of Jesus, just thanking you for who you are, for what you've done, for what you're doing, for what you're going to do. We thank you tonight for the Holy Spirit that will speak to us and speak through us. We thank you for insight. We thank you for permission to go into your word, to seek out the truth that you would have us to hear on tonight. God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor for what's about to be done. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. I see right off the top we've got a caller with a question or a comment. Yeah, the last area code is 630, the last 41983. Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. Did you have a question or a comment this evening? Hello, good evening. The last 4 of your phone number are 1983. Did you have a question or comment tonight? Amen. Well, praise God. We'll move right along. The Lord provides in Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. From the New Revised Standard Version, it reads this way. After these things, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. He said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I shall show you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father Abraham, Father, and he said, here I am, my son. He said, the fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God himself will provide the lamb for burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. When they came to the place that God had shown him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to harm him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in the thicket by its horn. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. The Lord provides. You know, when I look at this account in Genesis, it gets to my heart. It gets to my heart. Because I can't imagine myself. I can't imagine myself having to face this account where Abraham is going and he's obeying God and willing to sacrifice his only son as a sacrifice as unto the Lord. When we look at this, it's so much that's being revealed to us. What's being revealed to us is our availability. What's being revealed to us is our ability to trust and obey. What's being revealed to us is God's timing. What's being revealed to us is knowing without a shadow of a doubt. And I promise I'm not going to, this is not going to take the whole 30 because this is just so relevant. Again, unless we have several callers on the line. So if you want to share, if you want to add, because both based on the callers that we have, praise God, y'all all have some insight. Amen. So I anticipate that you can, you will chime in on this, praise God. But in this, the event of Abraham taking Isaac, his long-promised son, his heir, to Mount Moriah to be given as a sacrifice has so much significance, even regarding his faith in God, faith in God. Here I am. He says this twice in verse 1 and verse 11. Here I am. He says, I'm reporting for duty. I am in place. I am available. If you have need of me, God, whatever it is, I am here. Here I am to do what you've instructed me to do. A lot of people are tripping right now because they say they have needs. And they're wondering if God is hearing them, if God is going to answer their prayer, if God is going to show up. But the first thing that God is asking is, are you available? Are you available to me when I called you? When I say, Valerie, are you in place? Are you in place? Pastor Linda Brown and I were chatting earlier today, and she said, since I believe that it's about being in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. And in that moment, in those moments of obedience to God, being in that right place at the right time, doing the right thing, that you will begin to experience blessings from the Lord that were not anticipated. You will begin to experience an overflow because you were willing to say, God, here I am. Sometimes we have to say, God, here I am, even when we don't understand what's going on around us. But he's requiring that we be in place. Now more than ever, it is necessary for us to know God, to be in place, to hear what he's saying, to present ourselves to him as vessels, willing to obey what he said. When we go about our day, when we wake up in the morning, do we wake up with a thank you, Jesus, thank you, Father, here I am? Or do we wake up with a, oh, it's Monday, back to work? We come up with all this stuff instead of saying, okay, this is the day that the Lord has made. I am going to rejoice and be glad in it. And God, before I move any further, here am I. Here am I, Lord, availing myself to you. I'm reporting for duty to do whatever it is you have need of for me in this day, in this moment. Here am I. How sincere are we? How sincere are we towards God? Where is our heart truly towards him? In verse 2, what we see is his desire to please God was so great. He trusted and obeyed him even when it hurt. And I'm saying it hurt because I'm thinking about how I would feel in this situation. If God said to me even today, Valerie, go pick up your youngest grandbaby boy. I need him as a sacrifice. I'm going to have to trust God. I'm going to have to trust him in ways greater than just moving in that. I've got to check my relationship with God. I'm being honest with y'all. Because I'm going to need to know God for real. This is you. God, yeah, I'm being honest, y'all. This account shows some depth and some faith and a relationship with God that is so great. And God is saying today, look, I need y'all to trust me and obey me like this man did, where he was willing to take his only son and sacrifice him. Oh, God, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. He was going to withhold nothing. Because of his reverence for God, he understood the necessity of following the command, of obeying the order, regardless of the cost, regardless of how much it may hurt his feelings. He knew he had to do it. So God is saying to us today, are you willing to suffer the cost? Are you willing to go through the anguish or the pain that may come behind you having to do what I say do? Sometimes what I'm asking you seems unreasonable. But are you trusting me enough to move forward in what I've stated to you without question? Y'all, God would have to work with me. Because to me, this seemed like it would have been a hard thing, and maybe it was for him. I can't attest to what Abraham felt, but I'm saying as a mother, this would have been a heart-wrenching thing. But because I trust God, thank you. Because I trust him, and I know what he's done for me in the past. I know what he's doing for me and for my husband and for my children and our grandchildren. I know what he's doing for my family and those connected to me. I mean, not those who say they know me and they die. I'm talking about those who are connected to me. I know what God is doing in their lives. I know. Even in the moments where we're facing some trials or some tribulations, the word says that they come to make us strong. And I know that people's lives are being changed, that people are being empowered, that they are saying, yes, Lord. Here am I. Yes, Lord, I trust you. I am going to obey you. God, whatever the cost, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to obey you. I'm going to yield to you all that you desire of me. In verse 8, Abraham climbed the mountain with his son, prepared to heed God's command. Then with Isaac, where is the lamb for this burnt offering? He said, the Lord, you know, it's written the way that it is. But I'm sure he looked at his son and he was like, I'm trusting God to show up at the right time. I'm trusting God. And one thing that this shows us is that even though he was faced with a situation that may have been bothersome, he was seeing solution more than he was seeing problem. Praise God. Good evening, Pastor Linda.
Good evening. Good evening, Prophetess. This is good. This Amen. Is good stuff.
Amen.
I'm thinking
Amen.
About the fact that Abraham was, what you were saying about him doing what God required of him, asked of him, and not holding back. And I can imagine that Isaac saw his father walking in obedience to God.
Come
because
on.
It said
yeah.
that he was a lad. Isaac wasn't an infant.
Yeah.
He was a grown.
He was a boy.
He was old enough to say, hey, to fight his father and say, I'm not going to willingly lay myself down on this altar. He was a representation of Jesus Christ, willingly.
Yes.
Jesus said, no man
yes.
take my life, but I lay it down. So
lay
Isaac
down.
Went
yes.
with his father willingly to be that sacrifice too. And, you know, the word said that Abraham believed God and God counted it to him as righteousness. Him being a man that had no more life in him and his wife not able to, at an age of not being able to bear children, yet God gave them a child.
Yeah.
He believed God
a
for
promise.
That. He knew that, however, he said God will himself provide a sacrifice. So he spoke it even before he got there. This is good.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the scripture.
Amen. 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 And you hit it, Pastor Linda. And as I was reading it, God was like, he said, "Do you see the representation?" He said, "Do people see the representation?" And it does. It really speaks to the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. But it also speaks to the need for us to make a sacrifice daily for him.
Yes. Amen.
That we lay down all our stuff, whatever it is that has from obeying God, from trusting God, to taking heed to the commandments that he's spoken to us. He said, would you be willing to go ahead and just bind that stuff up and lay it on the altar and let me take care of it? Can you do that for me? Because the sacrifice has already been met. I've already rendered the sacrifice. I've already cleansed you from all of that iniquity. That's the point that Jesus came and he died on the cross. So that this stuff that you're dealing with right now, it's already been bundled up. And you said it.
Under the blood.
Under the blood, he laid there and let his dad tie him up. And I could imagine the tears that may have fell from his eyes when he looked at his father. Come on, y'all got to see this too. As parents, we have got to show our children the relationship they need to have with the Father, that they may follow Christ and stop being led by the things that they see in the world. When
Amen.
They see us do what the world does, then that's what they do because they see it. But when they see us at any cost obeying God, that means that I've got to go without. But if I go without, I know that God will provide. If I just keep my mouth shut, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, I know the Lord will provide.
Yes, he will.
He will. He will.
That's where we get Jehovah Jireh.
Yes. The Lord, our provider.
Yes.
He will provide. My brothers and sisters, he will provide. And he's saying, you know, we have faith, we seem to have faith in everything but him. We have faith in what's tangible. If we can see it, if we can touch it, if we can taste it, if we can carry it with us in our wallet, like American Express, don't leave it home without it, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as a challenge presents itself, where you can't see your way out, where you don't understand everything that's going on around you. God said, I need you to still have faith in me to know that I will provide. And see, the situation is such. He's not providing for you because you are not providing to him what he requires. We want God to do everything. We want him to show up in all of our situations. We want him to meet every need, but we don't obey his word. We pick and choose what's convenient for us in the moment. We act like we forgot when you know you didn't. You say, well, the Lord knows my heart. Yes, he does know your heart. That's why you have not seen the provision that you desire, because he knows your intent towards him. When we work a job and it's review time, we scramble. Sometimes we scramble because we say, oh, well, did I do that? And let me go back and look at my job description and let me make sure I got all my projects done and I turned them in on time. You start going back and looking at your timelines and you go back and looking at your project and you go back and you're looking at your relationship and doing all these things because when you go in and talk to your boss at this review, you want to know that without a shadow of a doubt, you're going to get increased. You go through all of this for the boss on the natural job. But do you check yourself like that when it comes to the things of God?
Oh, my.
Are you going back and doing the review and looking at the projects that he gave you? Come on. where he said, can you go here and do this? Now, can you go here and do this? Now, can you speak? Can you forgive him? Can you show love to this one? Can you spend some time with me in my word? Can you pray? Can you turn down your plate for 3 days and just let me pour into you the truth of my word? Can you do those things?
My
do we
God.
Do that assessment? Do we do that assessment? No, we don't. Because what we've done is we take God for granted. Because his word says, yes, he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. But we are expecting him to provide for us even when we don't do for him what's required. I'm grateful to God for his grace and his mercy.
Mm-hmm.
The songwriter says, brand new mercies I see. Mercies renewed day, every day. I'm grateful for his grace
mm-hmm.
and his mercy. But I will not take him for granted. And he said, y'all better check yourself because you've been taking me for granted. You've been expecting. And you know, the prayers of the righteous avail much. The word tells us that. And we've been praying for people since. We've been praying and asking God to do things for people who really don't have an intent to do right by God. I don't know why I went there. Okay. Woo, God. Yeah. The Lord provides.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord provides. He provides for us. When he knows that our intent towards him is true. When he knows that we don't come to him with a hidden agenda. How many times do you hear people say, God, if you do this for me this time, I promise you, God, I'm going to do this, that, the other, and the third. And as soon as it gets done, all that they promised is out the window. That sounds like our politicians. Oh, I ain't going to go there. But come on, let's just be real. That sounds like the politicians, the people on the job, the people in the pulpit. You do this for me, hallelujah, the Lord going to bless you. Well, what you ask mm-hmm. them to do ain't got nothing to do with what the Lord said. It's what you want. So we can't expect the Lord to bless us because of what you want. Uh-huh, I'm going to keep moving. Amen. Now I know. Verse 12 says, now,
mm-hmm.
now I know.
Now I know.
He said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything for him, to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham mm-hmm. looked up and saw a ram caught in the thickest by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham mm-hmm. called that place, the Lord will provide.
Provide.
As it is said to that day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know.
Thank
now
you, Lord.
I know that in the last moment, in the 11th hour, in the 59th minute, oh God, now I know. When it looked like my back was up against the wall and I had no way out, but I trusted mm-hmm. you. And in that last mm-hmm. moment, God, you showed up. And you truly made a way out of no way. God, you were the mm-hmm. doctor in the sick room. You were the lawyer in the courtroom. God, you were bread when I was hungry. You were water when I was thirsty. The Lord did provide.
Hallelujah.
And here, his son, he was about to do what needed to be done, to sacrifice his son. And God said, don't put your hand on him. Because now I know you trust me. Now I know you fear me. Now I know you reverence me to the extent that you would take the life of your son to honor me.
Mm.
And God said, y'all are mine. But you don't want to even honor me by offering yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable
mm-hmm.
service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking you to submit to me one of your children. I'm asking you to submit yourself. I'm asking you to yield yourself, to lay yourself at the altar. Allow me to strip some things from you that you keep holding on to. Allow
mm-hmm.
me to show you the
truth about what's keeping you from receiving all that I promised you. Allow me to show you those things, those hidden agendas. Allow me to show you those secret desires. Allow me to show you the truth of what has kept you from receiving what I want to give you. Then I want you to trust me today. I want you to trust me today. I want you to obey my word. I want you to stop looking at your problems and just seeing the problems, but open up your eyes, your level of discernment. Open up your spiritual ears to begin to see that even in the midst of your situation, I presented to you a solution. It doesn't look like what you expect it to look like, but I need you to start fine-tuning to see that I am in the midst, that I am there, and I'm ready to provide for you what's needed. I need you to get out of the way. Get your flesh out of the way. Get your emotions out of the way. Surrender your all to me. Yield yourself and allow me to do what needs to be done. This account, Abraham teaches us so much about what it means to be a true disciple, a true ambassador, a true vessel of honor for the Lord. He had his stuff. He had some issues, yeah. But guess what? We've had stuff. We've had issues. We've fallen short. We've questioned God. We've done all these things. But even in that, God can still do for us what he desires to do for us, but it requires of us to trust and obey him. Even when we don't understand, trust and obey him, because he will provide. He will provide.
Yes. Yes,
he
Lord.
Hallelujah. He will provide.
Hallelujah.
Woo. He will provide. He will provide.
Thank
I'm
you,
telling
Jesus.
Y'all, he will provide. He will provide. God is doing things in the midst of us even now. My brothers and my sisters, he is opening doors. He's opening windows. He's pouring out blessings. And he's doing it for those who trust him, those that obey him, those who have faith in him, those who will go to the end saying, God, if you don't, I know you can.
Thank you, Lord.
He's taking care of his children. And see, tonight, if you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, if you've not received the Lord as your Savior, if you've not received him, if you've not repented of your sin, guess what? Tonight's a great time to do it. It's a great time.
Yes. Amen.
And just be thankful for him. God, I believe you. I believe you. I believe that you were crucified on the cross. You died. You went to the grave. You got up on the third day. I believe.
Hallelujah.
And you did that. And doing that, you made atonement for my sin. God, I believe. If I confess with my heart and believe, if I believe it, if I confess it, then I'm saved. You can have that conversation with him right now and receive him. And in receiving him, then you will know that he will provide for you. And he'll be right there in time of trouble. God, we
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Time is going by. Amen. We've used the whole 30. Well, bless Jesus. But we thank God. Thank you, Pastor Linda, for adding in tonight. That was a blessing. Amen. Amen. God, we thank you tonight
thank
for this
you.
Word. We thank you for what you've spoken, God. We thank you for every seed that's been planted into the spirit of those who have an ear to ear. Now, God, we thank you for the manifestation of this word being seen in the earth, oh, God, that those would cry out, what must I do to be saved? And, oh, God, those who have been wavering, God, that they will get on the straight and narrow, oh, God. They will do what it is you said that they must do, oh, God. They will be accountable for your word, oh, God. They will obey you, God, and they will give you glory, God, as they experience you as Jehovah Jireh in their lives. God, we thank you for it tonight. We
thank
give you praise for it, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Listeners, as always, we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself, because we believe that each of us is the key to our own empowerment. And after we've been empowered, we take the responsibility to empower someone else. We ask you to join us again Wednesday night at 8 p.m. as Minister Ebony Lewis will be back with us to give us another kingdom teaching. Until then, know that we love you. We say God bless you. Until next time.